Yeah, Portugate is all over here. The dust is settling in Pearce Memorial Park, and it's Ardra with a real smash and grab. 2-6 to 10 points is finished. Glenswilly had their nose in front in added time, but a late Conor Classen goal bundled home from close range has handed what appeared to be an unlikely victory to Ardra before throwing, with many pundits tipping Glenswilly 2-1. It had been the host way back at the start that exploded out of the block to net a goal in the game's opening score. The alert Nicholas Maguire was on hand to intercept a loose Philip O'Donnell dispatch to feed Gareth Conker. Conker still had plenty to do, but he managed to evade the attention of his marker and, despite O'Donnell closing his angles fast, rolled the ball under his dive and into the unguarded net. Keelan McFadden got Brent Walsh's men up and running, but that headway was quickly cancelled out by Conker at the other end. With Michael Murphy forced to drift out the field, he made his presence felt with two successive threes to cut the gap back to a point. On 18 minutes, Brian Farley had the improving Glenswilly back on level terms. With tempers flaring, referee Sean McLaughlin certainly had his hands full. Our draw manager Adrian Brennan, frustrated with some of the decisions not going his side's way, was sent outside the wire. CJ Malloy and Oisin Crawford also went into the book. Conker remained our draw's main threat in the final third. He posted two frees, one from play and one from a free, either side of the 19-minute mark to once again hand the host a two-point upper hand. 3 minutes out from the break, Murphy won and converted a close-range free. A fine stop by Kieran Gilney denied Rory Crawford a goal at the other end. And seconds out from the break, Murphy made sure matters were squared with a booming 45 that cleared the crossbar with plenty to spare. 2 minutes into the new period and Glenswilly found the front foot for the first time thanks to a Gary Copper McFadden free. Keelan Kelly helped open up a two-point gap, but in between the visitors were dealt a serious blow when Brian Farley was sent to the line for an off-the-ball incident that the linesman brought to the attention of referee McLaughlin. Larkin O'Donnell halved the deficit with a real swinger of an effort that came back inside the post at the very last available moment. On 40 minutes, AJ Malloy had Ardra level, 1-5 to 8 points, and a man to the good, the hosts appeared to be in the driving seat approaching the final quarter. Another Conker free edged Ardra back to the fore once again on 44 minutes. O'Donnell had an opportunity to stretch their lead, but snatched approach squandered that chance. CJ Malloy, a real handful under the direct ball, broke one Manila's way, but he also failed to make that opportunity count. Glenswilly took full advantage of that generosity to square proceedings once again through McFadden 8 minutes out from the end. But with CJ Malloy's frustrations get the better of him, a second yellow card for dissent meant Ardra had coughed up their big advantage, that numerical advantage of an extra man. Swilly themselves, though, were showing nerves at that stage as Gary McFadden was off the mark from a good position for free, while Keelan Kelsey, though, also popped one the wrong side of the post. Kevin Marley finally entered that sequence of wides at both ends to leave it nod 10-1-6, as we said, Glenswilly back in front. But one last desperate ball into the area by Ardra broke kindly, and with fortune favouring the brave, it was Conor Claflin who was bravest as he put his head in first and managed to bravely bundle the ball home amidst a sea of bodies to ram and the decisive score of the game. Ardra did lose Brent Boyle late on, but it mattered little. They hung on to take a huge scalp in what was an intensive, bruising, if not always pretty, Donegal Club Senior Football Championship encounter